Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big day, thinkbigradio.com listeners. Big here, your host. I have a great interview coming up for you from the SEO queen, Z Scott. Z, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Great. Hi. Well, before we get started, the first thing we want to know is how to get in touch with you. How can our listeners find you?
Yes, they can find me online at www.theseoqueen.net. I'm also on social media, on Facebook as The SEO Queen, and Twitter and Instagram as VHE, The SEO Queen.
All right, great. Now, I know we've got a great interview for everybody, but let's talk a little bit about where you're from, where you're at before we get started.
Okay, well, I grew up in Long Beach, California. I graduated from Long Beach Poly High, and I still currently live in the city of Long Beach. I moved back here from Michigan after attending school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and then went to grad school in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I finally moved back home about 3 years ago.
Yep, so you said Long Beach. Now, when I think about Long Beach, I think about some close friends that I had out there, but I also think about Snoop Dogg. Did you ever run into him?
You know what? I have never met Snoop Dogg, but Snoop Dogg did graduate from the same high school I did.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
So that's something for us to know.
He's a Poly alumni.
All right. So your topic today is on digital marketing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in this whole online genre?
Yeah, I got started into digital marketing at a very young age. I got involved in computers because my father was a computer scientist. He taught me how to program in BASIC. I had an Atari, a Commodore. I had all those computers. I was the first kid in my class to turn in paper typed. So my father was a big believer in us learning how to use the technology and not being intimidated by technology and being able to configure technology. So when I went to MIT, I decided not to study computer science, but to study information technology and Sloan School of Management. And it was there that I was able to hone my website design skills and learn HTML along with, you know, just more about technology, innovation, management, business communication, all those skills that I use even now for my clients and to run my own business, TFQ Marketing Incorporated.
Okay. Now, you said a couple of things about, I think it was the computer management. Did you say that was a course that you've taken?
Yeah, I majored in management science with an emphasis in information technology. And after undergraduate, I worked at Rupion for a year as a web applications developer. And I did that for a year, and then I went on to grad school.
Okay. So when you worked as a website developer, what were some of the things that, you know, somebody being on the inside? Because most of the time we go to these, you know, cookie-cutter WordPress, cookie-cutter Joomla, cookie-cutter Wix websites, and, you know, we're able to kind of do some things. But I know with your knowledge, what is it that we don't see or don't know that's behind this process?
Well,
and especially when it comes to the SEO, search engine optimization.
Well, I think what a lot of people don't know is that there's literally hundreds of different website content management systems. In 1996, the fall of 96, when I built my first website, when I was learning HTML, there weren't very many website content management systems out there. Now, mm-hmm. the field has exploded. There's website content management systems that are very complex, that manage workflow, that enable people to put up content and then have that content viewed by several different people before it's approved for posting and going live. There's different tools that are integrated into website platforms that allow people to just manage the workflow, check spelling, automate the upload and download of data. There's a lot of different things, but when it comes to marketing, the main thing you want is a website content management system that is SEO friendly, meaning that the structure, the architecture, the speed is in compliance with Google's algorithms. Not all content management systems fit that bill.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. well, some let's say the three that I named, would you say that those are because they're so popular that were even designed to make sure that they fit Google's algorithms?
Yeah, WordPress is a really popular website content management system, and it's easier to use than Joomla or Drupal. And it's, you know, I think a lot of people feel comfortable with it because it's written in PHP and sits on a SQL database, and you can still program, you can integrate different modules or different programs mm-hmm. into it as plugins. There's a lot of scalability on that platform. So I think that's one of the reasons why people like it. I like it because it's SEO friendly, and Google tends to rank WordPress sites pretty well, pretty quickly.
Okay. So mm-hmm. let's start with, let's say, me. So I've got a site. If everybody, you know, knows my site other than Think Big Radio. And I wanted to get more okay. hits. So for a person who is just kind of like, let's say, new to the game, not saying that I'm, you know, new to the game. I've been on the web a minute. But let's say Johnny Rocket wants to put together a website, and this website is about pets, you know, regardless of what type of pet it is. And uh-huh. he just basically goes to WordPress, and he puts a couple of pictures up, so some cats, some dogs, some lizards, and he names it Johnny Loves Pets. So what would be the best thing for him to do if he just walked away from building it? How would he get traffic?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that your copy is using keywords that people are actually looking for. So one of the ways that Google works, it's like a big bucket of information, and every time mm-hmm. someone puts in a keyword, Google determines what data is going to pull up the bucket and return to the user. And it wants to return, the goal of Google is to return the best possible answer for the phrase or phrases that a person is using to search
okay.
on. So as Johnny Loves Pets, what you know, he really needs to do is make sure that his copy and his meta tags and the links that he builds to his site contain his keywords that people are looking for his pets by.
Okay.
I know that in my book, I have a book that's coming out within the next couple hours before the end of the week. And it's available on Amazon, called SEO Training 2017, search engine, small business marketing for businesses. And the book, it talks about, it goes into detail about keyword research. And so the key to keyword research is to find low competition phrases that have high traffic on them from your ideal customer or prospect. And so when you're selecting your keywords, you don't want to go with something as short or generic as a dog or fish or something like that. You want to be more specific. The more niche you can get, the more effective your efforts will be and the higher the quality of the website traffic that you get to your site.
So it would be something like if I had my keyword, even though it's Johnny Loves Pets, I might put German Shepherds with the plural as opposed to German Shepherd. And that would also get people to my site for people who may not have German Shepherd all over their site.
Exactly.
Would you be,
Yeah, Johnny Loves Pets, he's selling German Shepherds. He definitely wants to put in, he wants to include in his copy, you know, all the keywords related to German Shepherds.
Right. Seems like it's something that, although it may be a little bit time consuming, is more than worth the effort to get those hits to your site.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting at my computer and I'm looking at how much traffic is just on this one phrase, German Shepherds with an S. It's 14,800 people every month are searching for German Shepherds. Now, even if you can get 11 or 10% of that traffic, you'll have over 1,000 people per month coming to your site.
Try it with the phrase
German Shepherd.
What if you try without the S?
That's 450,000. That's 450,000 people per month searching for German Shepherds. So the thing that is really key with SEO is really just identifying, just optimizing your demand. If you really understand the psychology or the thinking of your target demographic, you can really boost the visibility of your site. Now, I just wanted to look at how competitive the terms are, and there's actually only 218,000 web pages online that are really trying to optimize for German Shepherds with an S. So when you do this type of analysis for whatever product or service you're going for, you can definitely identify what people are looking for and also what other companies, what your competition is doing. And so it's a really good way to kind of see, okay, there's not a whole lot of competition, so it's really worth effort, you know, getting onto Google page one here, and it won't take me so much time. So part of the reason why I look at the volume, the search volume, the competition level, and just consider all of those factors is because you don't want to spend, you know, years on a word when you need traffic now. So one of the drawbacks, one of the realities of search engine optimization is that it's a long-term play. It's not instant traffic like pay-per-click. However, pay-per-click, you can pay anywhere from $1 to $100 per click. There's actually some traffic that's that expensive, that competitive to get. So when you get onto Google page one, you eliminate the need to pay Google. Now, put this into perspective. There's 1.2 trillion searches that happen on Google every year, and Google is a multi-billion-dollar company. Its revenue comes largely from the ads that you see on Google page one. Those ads, you know, people are paying anywhere from $1 to $100 per lead. And so, I mean, this is just for traffic. This isn't a lead. This is just people just looking at your site. So with SEO, you're actually reducing your cost of traffic. You're able to control the cost, and you're able to get, in some cases, you can get more traffic through organic means than through paid ads, because the first result on Google Page One gets 33% of the monthly traffic on a given phrase, because research has shown when people are going to Google Page One, most people just click on the very first organic result.
Yeah, and a lot of times what I've noticed is that if you're not really paying attention, you'll click right on an ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I first got online over 10, 12 years ago, and I thought that just owning my name, KennethBlake.com, that it would actually, you know, I should be on the first page because it was my name. And I would Google my name, and I couldn't understand why KennethBlake.com would not be on the first page if I owned the domain name. This was when I owned it. And now I kind of see with even how analytics has evolved over time that there's a lot more than just putting your name out there.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely is more than there's more to just putting your name out there. You definitely have to have, you have to be intentional about the content that you put out there. Now, there's a lot marketing gurus who, yes, be intentional.
Let me stop you for a second. That is a beautiful word, being intentional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I have to, you know, to say this, you know, there's a lot of marketing gurus and coaches out there that says, oh, you need to really focus on this one thing. This, you know, whether it's webinars or email marketing or Facebook ads, or, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. People's point of view as part of what they think you should be doing as effective marketing. But the fact of the matter is it takes six touches for one person to really even acknowledge your brand. And so when you really, and this is just, you know, the American Marketing Association, this is like from them. This is tried and true information. So the research shows that, you know, people really don't understand or really acknowledge a brand until they've encountered it six times.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, especially as a small business owner, by the time you count Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, SEO, that's only five touches. That's only five touches. So by engaging in SEO, doing all of these other things, what you're doing is you're expediting the movement of your ideal prospect down the buyer's journey to being aware of your brand. And that's very important. Yeah, that's very important. And so that's one thing that I've been doing, and it's mind-boggling. I've seen people who have, you know, thousands upon thousands of followers, but they lack the ability to monetize any of those relationships and are completely broke. So I think the thing that you really have to understand is that some of these people who say, oh, I just started an email list and I was able to make all this money, but what they didn't tell you is they had another company that they already had a reputation, so people already knew them. Now, if you're starting from being a nobody.
Right.
Exactly. So you have to really, you know, be careful about the kind of advice you follow, because, I mean, there's cases where brands are well-known and they make moves that, you know, cause them to go out of business. I mean, there's so many – I mean, look, Circuit City, Radio Shack. I mean, there's so many big companies that have been well-established, great name recognition, but for one reason or another go by the go the way of the dodo bird. So you really have to, as an entrepreneur, one, keep marketing as a priority and keep your cost of marketing as low as possible so you can get your funnel filled up as cheaply as possible, because it's going to take some time, because not everybody who encounters your company or your product or services is going to buy. So it's a numbers game.
Now, before we move on a little further, I'd like for you to get out the information about how we can reach you, the information about your book. I know we were talking about it, and you said it might be available within an hour and a half, because sometimes it takes time for these different companies to do things. We're trying to time the interview at a point where it would actually be on, but believe me, I do understand. So let's get out your contact information, and let's get out your book name, because I know I'm definitely going to purchase it, because as a lifelong learner, I think that you learn your whole life.
Right. And, you know, I really, I'm really proud of this book. I wanted to spend some more time on it, but, you know, it has a lot of information. I mean, I really go into the inner workings of Google and really how to really pinpoint what the demand is and what they expect and how competitive it is. I go into how to optimize your videos on YouTube, how to optimize your posts on social media for maximum visibility with hashtags. I go into how to optimize a web page on your website. I go into how to best configure your server for Google compliance, Google search algorithm compliance. So I pretty much touch even how to optimize your appearance on search engine results pages. Once you get there, how should you configure your meta tags for maximum impact? So the name of my book is SEO Training 2017, Search Engine Optimization and Marketing for Small Business. It's a long title. I have to read it to remember the title of the book, but that's my book title, and it's going to be available in both digital and print paperback, hopefully by the end of this week.
Well, I definitely want to have a link on your page here on Think Big Radio so that people can find this book, because, you know, there's a lot of people who want to get online and want to put their businesses online. And I think that if you invest a little time and doing it the right way, and especially going to your website to, you know, see about your services and how they can hire you, it's definitely worth it. You know, you want to be set up for success in the beginning if you can. And what's your website?
It's www.the SEO Sam Echo Orange Queen as in King and Queen.net. So it's www.theseoqueen.net. And you can also email me at info@theseoqueen.net as well.
Okay. All right. Great. Now, I know we're touching on why is digital marketing important? How can we learn more about how to improve our sales? Everyone that I've told about the interview, the first thing that they would say is, how do you say her name? Can you tell us a little bit about how do you say your name and a little history behind your name? Because we're all wondering. Now, I've got callers now that wouldn't mind hearing that.
Okay, all right, no problem. Well, my full first name is Delyn Rentis. That's 13 letters. It's a combination of both my parents' names. My father's name is Theotis. My mother's name is Linda. So the Z-H-E comes from the T-H-E in Theotis. The L-I-N comes from Linda. And then the Rentis comes from Dino De Laurentiis. My father is a big movie buff. He has a huge movie collection. And Rentis, he really liked Dino De Laurentiis, who was a movie producer's name that he saw when he was watching some movie or another. and he took the spelling and changed it from, I think it was something, their spelling is something like R-A-U something T-I-S-S, and so he changed it to R-E-N-T-I-C-E. So instead of T-I-S-S, it's T-I-C-E. And
okay.
It means the beginning of love. And I'm my parents' first and oldest child.
Oh, okay. Great. Wow. Because I didn't want to, I was just like, I'm going to call her Z. It's Z-H-E. I think that's close enough. Or the SEO queen, which you are definitely showing us here today. Now, when you first, tell us about your very first website. Was it for someone else or was it something that you did for yourself?
My very first website was just a little website that I put up on at college because I was, I think I was running for class president or something like that. So I didn't win, but I ended up being very involved in undergraduate politics. But I put up a website just kind of to introduce myself. And it was like a picture of me from grad night in high school and this little gear on a gray background and just a little bit of text. It wasn't nothing fancy, but yeah, that was my first website.
And you had to, you might have had to do that in code.
Yeah, it was all in HTML. It was all in HTML, and I had a little gear GIF on there, and yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was real simple.
Yeah, that's that's fun. I don't even remember the first site I even attempted to try and make. It may have been Think Big Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually have our, and on the 20th, it'll be 10 years that we've been doing this. And wait, did I say 10 years or 20? No, on the 20th, we'll have 10 years. So, you know, you're part of our 10-year family.
Okay. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Now, I do have a couple of listeners that have been on the line. Listeners, let me tell you how this works. Don't hang up if you do not have a question or a comment. Just be silent. So I'm going to go here with the first listener we have in the 630 area code, and your three of your number is 696. Listener, when you come on, just state where you're from, what your name is, and proceed with your question or your comment. So, listener, you are almost live. Let's see. Trying to get you live. Sometimes we have these technical difficulties, but yep, there you go. 630-696. You are live if you have a question or comment. And where you're from, what's your name?
Okay, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. My name is Carla Stokes. I'm the C something old. Big, what am I?
You're Carla, the CEO of Think Big Radio. And I know that you've been working on your personal website, and I knew you were going to tune in for this. Did you have a question for Z?
I did. Yeah, because, okay, so, the crazy thing is that having a master's degree is an interactive multimedia. So, you know, when I got started, we had to do everything in HTML and all this amazing stuff, and I kind of just, you know, did some other stuff and kind of lost and that. It was like WordPress, this and this, and I'm just like, I don't know that stuff. So as I was trying to get my website up and just, you know, input information, I just kept, you know, missing the mark on the SEO, and it just kept sending these dings back, like, you need to do this, and this stuff, this, and this. You don't have this word in your title. And I'm just like, so I'm listening to what you're saying and getting that out. So my question is, so I have my blogs up, but they have no movement, and I just don't know what I need to do. Like, I've checked it. I've paid people to make sure it was SEO, and it green button, but yet when I put it out there and I send it, it is just not.
Can you give me your website URL? I can take a look at it.
HMGconsultants.com.
Say that one more time. There's some static in the line.
HMGconsultants.com.
Okay, I'm taking a look at it now.
I had it optimized for speed and all the buzzwords that they're telling you.
Yeah, I'm seeing you don't have a meta description on your homepage. You have a title, but I don't see your keywords there. I see you have a blog. That's good. I definitely. How long have you had this website for?
Well, I've been working on it and getting it to that page for over a year, to that level, to where it's like complete. And I'm just having, like, when I do my shows, I have it updated so that it has the newest show at the top. And then right now my calendar doesn't work for if anyone wants to, you know, hire me as a coach, and just trying to get that fixed. And that has just been like the biggest problem, because it came with the calendar and suddenly the calendar doesn't work and it's nobody's responsibility apparently. And so just trying to change the calendar out. But I have been working on that site. But I've had a site up for years that before everything was, you know, responsive and things like that, it was just a static site. And then, you know, people would, you know, come and check it out, because it for me, it was just for me to post information. There was no real back and forth type thing. You know, you can sign up, you know, send me an email if you like, or if there's information. Just because I was getting started and dabbling with the launch of the web stuff. And then, you know, it's like I woke up, and then all of a sudden everything has to be responsive and bootstrapped and this and this. And I'm like, I don't, okay. So I went from that, the builder type site, to a Muse site. So I had Adobe Muse sites that worked very well. But then people were like, oh, well, you need to have this, and this Muse doesn't do this, and, you know, everything doesn't do everything. And so I migrated over to the WordPress, which I, you know, with the different issues and different things, I don't know. It's just like no matter if I go in and I try to fix it, I'm still not SEO, which is just like
a
hit. Okay.
So
Carla,
I have a couple of questions for you.
While you're talking? Because this sounds...
There's something is popping in the background.
I'm going to put you on mute until she answers your question.
Say what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put her on mute until you answer, and I'll bring her back on.
Okay, so I'm looking at... can you hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you. She's just on mute because of the background.
Okay, so I'm looking at your website and understanding your services are life coaching, personal development. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at the presence of life coaching on your site, and I am not seeing your keywords appearing. Yeah, I can actually look and see if those. Yeah, there's only one page on your site, and that's the self-depreciation can be. What is it? Waiting for this to load. Oh, wow. So the page that's ranking for, well, that Google is pulling for life coaching is an old page. I'm getting a 404 error. So It looks to me that the main thing that you need to do is integrate your target key phrases into the URL structure and the content on your site. Because I know this is a thing that's kind of tricky that I have found that's tricky with, you know, working with, you know, thousands of business owners over the years, is that everybody has their brand. And people want to preserve their points of differentiation. However, in order to be successful in bringing in traffic to your site, you have to use the phraseology that people are using to find you. And so it's important to weave terms like life coach, life coaching into your copy and into your meta tag. And then the other thing, let me look at the homepage here. Let's see if there's any. I don't see. Okay, so I don't think you've submitted your site to Google through Google Webmaster Tools. I don't see any HTML tags in the header. I just looked at the code there. So when you
now, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me just ask you a question while you're on that. Now I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, submit your site to Google, and you got these companies charging $100, $200, $300. Is that something that you need to pay for? Or is that something that a person could do on their own?
You can go to google.com/webmasters and submit it yourself free. Yeah, it doesn't take long if you know how to do it.
Right,
so,
right.
Okay. I mean, yeah. So you definitely, you know, look. I mean, the website, first of all, the look and feel of this website's great. I love it for HMP consultant. Yeah. So, you know, there's a big demand for life coaching. Now, where are you located?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Ohio. You mentioned that before. So I'm going to do a search on Ohio. I'm looking at life coaching, spiritual coaching, personal development. And I'm almost there. That saves. Okay, so for life coaching, for life coach, personal development, spiritual coaching, you have 100 to 1,000 people searching for life coach, personal development. For spiritual coaching, you have about 10 to 100 people searching for that per month in the state of Ohio. Now, I've also found 700 other phrases that people are looking for in Ohio. It's about 10,000 to 100,000 people are searching for related terms to those three C terms in the state of Ohio. So in order to get this data, I just went to a keyword tool to pull this data directly from Google. So there's a spiritual life coach, there's personal growth, there's certified life coach, find a life coach, professional coaching, personal development training. All of those phrases can be looked at and possibly integrated into your copy on hmgconsultants.com along with submitting your site to Google and also building backlinks to your site so that you can get more traffic. So
that backlinks, we hear that word a lot. Can you just explain what backlinks are for our listeners?
Yeah, a backlink is just a link from a different website than yours that is connected to your site. So I have a backlink to the SQueen.net from thinkbigradio.com. So when you go to my page, you can click and it takes you to so that's a backlink. So I think one thing that's very important especially when you're networking, is when you build strategic partnerships, is to ask your strategic partners to put links to your site on their web pages, because that really helps to boost everyone's visibility online. Because the Penguin algorithm, which is about the quality of links, linking to your site, that came out a few years ago, it promotes websites that have a really natural, high-quality backlink profile, and demotes those sites that are linked to from link farms and low-quality directories. And so if you network, make sure you have all your social media channels, and you continue to do that, it's really good. And I wanted to throw another statistic out there. Some of the most successful marketers in the world have a documented strategy and have about 14 tactics that they're using all in one time, 14 tactics. So
now, will we be able
email
to
marketing
that on
being
your,
one.
In your book as well?
Some of that information is in there. I go into some of the research behind video marketing. I break down what percentage of people click on each search result, 1 through 14. However, I don't talk about just marketing overall and the number of tactics, because
okay,
I was really focusing on SEO. Yeah, that'll be another book. That'll be another book.
Look, I'm gonna get all of them.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, overwhelm anybody with too much information, but I think that for me, you know, I've heard people say, oh, don't spread yourself too thin, you'll get overwhelmed. I think what's important is to repurpose your content. And when you're creating your blog post, when you're creating your video, that's content you can share on all your social media channels. When you launch a new product or service, you know, put that out on your, you know, link to share the link, your web page link on your social media channels, and put it out there. And there's more social media channels than just Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and Instagram. And Snapchat, there's more than that. You know, I know, and there's a new social network that just popped up, I think, within the last year or two. It's called BragShare. I think the founder of that social network is out of Utah. There's another one called BlackJunction.com. I'm on both of these networks.
Yeah.
BlackJunction.com is out of New Jersey, I believe, and they're doing some great things over there. I know Tariq Nasheed just launched his app. I think it's only for iPhones, though. He launched an app called More Us, M-O-O-R-U-S. And so whatever your niche is, do a search on social networks and forums. And that's another way to get links to your site and also find your ideal prospects as well.
And, you know, I know that definitely works, because when I first started Think Big Radio, what I would do once a week every month, I would copy and paste the exact same thing and join all of these different networks. I mean, if you name it from 7, 8, 10 years ago, Think Big Radio's on it. And
right.
I really don't market as hard anymore, but – you know, we're averaging 7,000 hits a month, which is not bad for me really not doing anything right now. But it took time to get there.
Right.
And
right.
I know that we can do a lot better. And that's what we're focusing on for our 10th year forward. And to have somebody like you come on the show and just share these different things with us. And, you know, it's one thing to buy a person's book, but then to hear the person, because you can only put so much into a book.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I do have in the book, Ken, is I share many of the tools that I use I share a lot of the free tools that I use. I really don't talk about the paid ones too much, but the free tools that I use to get my work done is a social media auto poster. I think auto posting is really important. I don't like going overboard with it because I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm not fully present in everything that I'm doing, because people, even though it's social media, it's still like talking to, meeting someone and talking to them. So you always want to make sure that you have that personal touch. But the scheduling, the post, the automation is great, because I know when I have webinars and different things that I'm teaching, and I may want to automate reminders or different things, they're really great for that. The name of the tool that I write about is called, I think, Social Branding. Let me pull it up. Social.branding.graphicbrown.com. That's okay. That's the web link. Social.branding.graphicbrown.com. So it's free. You can get it free, or you can do the paid version. The free version doesn't give you access to the Visual Composer and other research, and you can't look at your past posts. But if you pay for the tool, I think it's better than Hootsuite. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Well, you know, we have another caller that's on the air, and I'm not sure if they want to ask a question or if they have a comment. Now, mind you guys, we've got about 13 minutes left, so we don't want to get too far into the different comments, but 704 area code with the first three numbers 615, 704 area code with the first three numbers 615. If you have a comment, question, please proceed, say your name and where you're from. You're on the air. Okay, so that's just someone that wants to listen to the show. I'm going to mute them again. Now, if you had three things to tell our listeners for somebody who, like, let's say we're all in third grade now, and, you know, we're bright-eyed, we're out of second, we feel bigger because we're in third grade, and everybody in your class was like, I want to be an online rock star. What would your three things that you would tell us to do, what would they be?
Have a website. Be consistent and active on social media. And have an email list.
That sounds, look, and you know what? It's so simple that people will skip one of them. They'll either skip being active or they'll skip the email list. Now, can you tell us the importance?
Well, you know what? I used to skip the email list. Now, I have to tell this little story. So I've been building email lists and doing stuff for people for a long time, but it wasn't until last year that I started building my own email list. So there's a lot of these tactics that I've used for other people, other clients, but I'm just now with my company using everything in the kitchen sink. And I came to that realization that I needed to put everything into it, because number one, it is not my intention to go back being a W-2. It's my intention, number two, to really grow my business and to communicate my value as efficiently as possible. So when I came to those two conclusions, I had a conversation with a business professional from the southern United States, and the comment was, well, I haven't had a chance to vet you. I don't know who you are or this, that, and the other. So it was that conversation that made me think, okay, I've done all these things for all these businesses. I've helped over 200 companies get on Google Page One, but nobody knows who I am. So that made me just say, okay, I need to just put what I know out there. I need to share my value. I need to put it out there because I don't want to have those conversations anymore. I don't want people to. This is the conversation I want to have. Z, I have this problem. What do you propose? How much do I pay you? Those are the kind of conversations I want to have. I don't want to have,
right,
like, who are you? You know, trying to establish that trust. You know, this is too much. Yeah,
you know
what
I love about what you're stating is that I think a lot of big thinkers is not really called experimentation, but because we already know something will work, and we may not find the time to do it because so many people hear about you that they're sending you people, that you're doing it so much for everybody else that you kind of say, I forgot to actually start doing this for myself, and now let me take that time. Because it really is time consuming. And just thinking about the way you said that was when I was much younger and really into real estate, I helped so many people purchase homes, get deals on homes, buy foreclosures, tax sales, you name it, and I hadn't had the chance to do it for myself. And so one day I just decided, you know what, okay, now it's time to do it for me, because some people won't believe you unless they see that you're doing what you're telling people that you can do.
Yeah, I mean, this is totally true. And, you know, when I quit my last job in September last year, I was so busy, you know, tapping my warm network. It wasn't until earlier this year that I finally, you know, had an epiphany. I said, wait, you know, I've been running my whole business. I'm the SEO queen and not doing SEO. What's up with that? So immediately I had to have, you know, a shift. And so being that I am somewhat obsessive and a perfectionist, and I just, I got issues with, like, releasing stuff. Yeah, so I said, 2017, this is the year of implementation. So I finally, I settled on, because I had done all this research. Like, before I left my job, I have files upon files of keywords, and, you know, I just stare and fantasize about being on Google page one for, you know, pick a phrase. And so I finally picked a phrase. This was a couple of months ago, and I'm about to tell you guys what I'm ranking for it. I'm not going to tell you what the phrase is. I'm going to tell you where I'm at now. I'm on Google page 4. I'm on Google page 4, and a few months ago, it was less than 6 months ago, I think I decided to, actually, I can tell you the exact date I put the page together.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on Google page 4. So I finally, because this is another thing, I was talking to my chief administrator, and I was telling her, you know, I really got to get on Google page 1 so people take me serious, because I had a former client tell me a few months ago, I can't believe you call yourself the SEO queen, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I'm getting all this static and heat, and I'm trying to do the best I can for myself and my clients. And so I finally decided on one particular phrase. I mean, I'm already ranking for my branded terms, like the SEO queen. You Google the SEO queen, I pop up all over the place.
Right.
I created this page. Oh, wow. So I created this page on February 22nd, 2017. So that's March, April, May, June, July, August, not quite 7 months. So it's been 7 months. And keep in mind, I haven't finished fully optimizing this and building all the links and stuff to it, but, you know, it's almost on Google page 1. Almost.
Wow.
I'm at 34.
Now, I know that we can really talk and learn from you and share things for, you know, ever it seems, but we're at that point in our interview where you know, it's time to, you know, if there was anything that you wanted to say that you didn't get out and thank the people who thank anybody, then, you know, now would be the time. We've got less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Corey Rochon over at Black Success. I know he has pondered this on thinkbigradio.com. I want to thank you, Ken Blake, and also want to thank Carla for calling in with her question. And feel free to reach out to me personally at info@theseoqueen.net. You can email me directly.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate you coming on, sharing your vast knowledge. I'd love to have you on again after you know, got your book out there for a while. And
Okay.
Yeah, definitely want to get, and as soon as it gets out, send me a ping, send me an email. I believe I signed up on your site. If I haven't, I'll double check because I definitely want to buy it and review it. You know, I'm not really planning on pushing that far ahead until the end of the year, so I'm getting a lot of things in order. But when January 2018 comes, I'm, you know, ready to do some extra things. So I'll definitely soak all that knowledge in. And I love how you explained it because it had me thinking about all these different keywords falling like in the Matrix. I was getting excited like, yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I had to, I think there's two key phrases that I'm kind of targeting with my site right now. I have a lot more that I want to rank for, but I'm just kind of, you know, taking my time and working with my clients. Like I have one client that I was able to double the traffic in their keyword placements in a year. And I really have been, you know, doing that. If you go to my YouTube channel, you can see some samples of my Google Page Ones. I'll send you the link, Ken, to that video so you can share that with the network. And also, I have a free ebook. I don't want to forget that, to mention that. I have a free ebook that I've written. It's called 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. And you can download that from the SEOqueen.net.
The SEOqueen.net. Great. All right. Yeah, so, and guys, for all of you guys out there that's listening, when you go to thinkbigradio.com/listen now, you'll be able to see her interview. If you'd like to go directly to her interview, it would be www.thinkbigradio.com/zscott. All the information that she shared as far as the link, her ebook, it'll be on there. We really do appreciate you guys for coming out here listening and, of course, spreading the word about Think Big Radio. It's our 10th year. And don't forget, on the Apple Store and on the Android Store, you can now download the Think Big Radio podcast app. You'll hear Z Scott on there. She'll be the last interview, I believe, this week.
Oh, awesome.
Z? Like to definitely thank you and look forward to seeing you again. For those of you who are just tuned in with the last 3 to 4 seconds, sorry about that. You missed a great interview, but guess what? It is archived. So within 5 to 10 minutes, you'll be able to hear this interview, the archived version. And for all of you big thinkers out there, we love you. Keep listening and keep sharing.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.